These guys know how to connect with you about Boston sports.
Where do you think people... I blanked. Go.
Felger and Maz on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Just TV-12ing. Just TV-12ing right now. Liability is ability. That's Mr. Miyagi right there.
We like to say dependability is more important than ability.
Pliability, according to Julian Edelman, is more important than durability, as he's worked on by Mr. Miyagi, i.e. Alex Guerrero, his guy.
Yeah. I would say when it comes to drug tests, passability is more important than pliability.
So to me, just to reset, I'm stunned with the news today, and not that Julian Edelman might be on PEDs. That does not surprise me. Even 0.5%, in fact, that negative surprises me. I would be surprised if he's not on PEDs. Let me put it to you like that. If Julian Edelman were actually clean, that would surprise me. Anyone in the NFL who's clean would surprise me. That's not specific to Edelman. I'm under the impression that they're all on a little bit of gas, at least. Okay, so that does not surprise me nor offend me in the least. What surprises the crap out of me is that a Guerrero guy failed his test, because that's never happened. That's the first guy that I know of that has worked closely with Guerrero that has failed one of these tests, to the point where I thought that no one would. Guerrero, whatever he's doing, was passable. Whatever they were doing was passworthy and passable, and they were able to pass all their tests. And he had, and I, you had to have known, and you have to believe that the league has been up their keister to this point. I mean, if I'm a league drug tester, I'm going after Brady and Gronkowski and Edelman, all those Guerrero guys. And what they've done is just incredible, and they're doing it now at an old age. And just by the very nature of that, it should raise the antenna of the testers, and I'm sure the testers have been all over these guys. And they've passed and passed and passed and passed and passed and passed every year for going back to Willie McGinnis days. Willie's the one who introduced Alex to everybody. So the fact that now one of his guys fails a test stuns me. Stuns me.
See, I'm not surprised at all, because I think eventually most of these guys get caught. And the other thing is,
I don't believe that.
In the case of Guerrero,
99% never get caught. That's the whole point.
Oh, I think a lot of them do get caught.
I don't think so.
I do. And then in the case of Guerrero,
Maz, there's only a half dozen or so suspensions a year.
Okay, but
and we think they're all on it. So what do you mean? I mean, just do the math. I mean, how many guys were suspended last year? Less than 10. How many guys are in the league? 2,000.
How many of them tried to sell you, concussion water and the premium greens or whatever the hell the name of it was?
I don't understand the point.
This guy's a snake oil salesman. He's a snake oil salesman
who's had a tremendous track record of clean clients.
Yeah. And sooner,
I mean, let me rephrase. I strike clean clients. A long track record of clients that have passed all their tests.
Yeah, and sooner or later someone slips up. Do you think the Patriots are nervous about this guy's existence?
They should be.
Why?
For this.
Okay, so there you go. Like, to me, because sooner or later someone slips up and something's... So,
I think they're nervous because there's no oversight.
So, and look, maybe I'm coming at it from a different point of view than you. So you say... You're surprised because you thought they were dialed in.
Yeah.
I look at it and say, you keep doing something wrong, sooner or later you slip up and get caught.
Not PEDs in pro sports, man.
I don't know.
Most of those guys do them their whole career and never get caught. The vast, vast, vast majority, the overwhelming majority, 90% plus, are doing it their whole career and never get caught. So I thought these guys were well ahead of whatever testing there was that it wasn't an issue. After all this time, after all this buildup, that's what stuns me, that he got caught.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. Sooner or later, someone's going to screw up.
What are the ramifications? And I think the trainer's a big piece to the story, because Edelman has made such a concerted effort to attach him to this trainer. And this trainer, I felt, was responsible for his entire regimen. So that's where we go with it. Where do you go? John in New Hampshire, what do you got?
Well, you know specifically that Guerrero did give Edelman the PEDs, right?
No, not at all. I mean, okay. It's my assumption that Alex is responsible for his regimen.
Okay. But you just said that none of Alex's clients ever got popped before, but now Edelman did. Couldn't it be that Edelman said, you know what, I want to be stronger, you're not doing it for me, I'm going to get him on my own?
It could be.
That never enters your mind?
Sure, it's possible.
Oh, it's possible. But you want to come on the air and say, this is Alex Guerrero's fault, Alex Guerrero did this, this is, you know, Tom's on PEDs now, and all of his clients are on PEDs, and everybody's on PEDs.
Well, I never quite said that.
Alex Guerrero's.
Why the tone? Why do you seem mad about this?
Because I don't like when people accuse somebody and convict somebody without having the facts.
He's the first customer of Alex Guerrero in the TB12 Institute to get popped, so anyone with half a brain is going to make that connection.
No, no. Look at it the other way. If he's the first client to get popped, but everybody else stayed clean, I would look at it like maybe he went outside the program.
Maybe he did. Maybe he did. His all of his latest postings and discussions about his offseason program have tightly, and that's why we just played the Instagram post. It was a couple weeks ago, a month ago, where he makes a concerted point to say, I'm TB12ing. And there's Mr. Miyagi, Alex Guerrero, rubbing him down. So I have not seen Julian separate himself from Alex Guerrero. If anything, I've seen him just attach himself more closely to Alex Guerrero.
So, but the caller's premise isn't wrong,
no,
right?
No, it's possible where Edelman says, Alex, you're not, I need more than what you're giving me. It's possible.
Right.
Of course it is.
But so he wants us to give Guerrero the benefit of the doubt. And I don't want to give Guerrero the benefit of the doubt.
I certainly don't.
So I look at it and say, you know, I look at that as being naive. So again, it's fine. He's not wrong to believe what he believes. But what am I supposed to do? Look at a guy who works with a trainer, has unorthodox methods, who's done some controversial things in the past, and all of a sudden think everything's as squeaky clean like Ajax? I mean, come on. What are we doing here?
What? Wait, you mean one pill doesn't cure diabetes, heart disease, and cancer?
No, I'm still trying to figure out.
You don't think that's possible?
I'm still trying to figure out the concussion water.
No, and you don't think by taking a certain kind of juice that you can prevent concussions?
I mean, was he? I don't even know if he was involved in the concussion water.
Oh, sure he was. He was sanctioned twice by the FTC.
Okay. I mean, I knew
twice. That was the second one.
I knew Brady was involved on that one.
He does the Supreme Greens thing, and the government says, cut it out. And then he comes back years later with Brady on the cover. With Brady attesting to it, which is such a bad look for Tom. Where Tom's on that bottle saying, I feel safer when I drink this. Or so there's some sort of testimonial there. On the what's the concussion water called? I forget. But whatever. So Alex comes back and is a part of that. And the FTC says, we told you to cut this crap out. And they fined him and sanctioned it. Like, they took away an SUV of his. Like, it's all in court filings. It's all there if you want to look it up. So one of his clients gets popped, it's hard. I'm sorry, John. I mean, you could give him the benefit of the doubt if you want, but, you know, I don't know. Here's Patrick in New Hampshire. Go ahead, Patrick.
Yeah, hi. First of all, I'm wondering if Tom and Alex are having organic kale s'mores over their file-burning party tonight. And number two, I'm wondering if Gronkowski is very worried today.
So, you know, it depends. If Gronkowski or Brady or Hightower or who is ever working with Alex. There's a lot of guys. Didn't LeBron start to work with Alex or do the TB12? Didn't he?
No, Hanley did, right?
Or Hanley?
Hanley did.
Hanley.
Yeah. Maybe that's why Hanley got released.
There's all sorts of rumors out there about Hanley right now, too.
He latched onto a team yet?
Okay, so anyway.
So, look.
No. But if you're doing everything that Alex is saying and they're all doing the exact same stuff, then yes, I'd be worried as crap.
Absolutely. Yep, that's all I was going to say. Now, again, if Edelman veered outside the program, as the caller said, interesting word, program, but if he veered outside it, as the call two callers ago said, and fine, then it's on Edelman. But if he was adhering to some sort of routine that's being prescribed to everyone, and I'm one of those guys, yep, I'm tossing and turning tonight.
Paul and Grafton, go ahead.
Bottom line is Edelman's an idiot. I mean, it's not like his first rodeo, right? Don't they drug test those guys like every mini camp in OTA?
No, they don't. I'll just answer your question. There's a gap there from the end of your season to the beginning of your off-season program. That is a window where they don't test, and that is what is thought to be a little window where most guys give it a little bit of gas, but they
right.
all sort
you
of know.
You might have tried it.
I'm sorry?
You might have tried it to get it in there, right? With this test that he's dirty in this test.
So he failed a test. I'm just telling you, there's a gap in the testing. But anyway, so what's your point?
My point is, I mean, these guys, they do that stuff all the time. I mean, they should know when the nurse is going to be there, you know, to take a little urine so they don't get, you know.
Agreed. Unless he's already in the program, then it's random, and you don't have that gap. I believe, and maybe these have changed when I covered the league, this is the way it was, that if you weren't in the program, there was a gap between the end of your season and the beginning of the off-season program where there was no testing. So if you could do something that would, you know, flush out of the system quickly in a month or 6 weeks, whatever it was, and some of these creams and clears disappear in 48 hours, right, or 24
right.
hours.
Right.
If you know, so there was a window there. And this is sort of part of the thing where the league, a wink and a nod, you can go 65 and a 55, but if you start getting stupid, which is where I think the league should be. So that's the way it used to be. I don't know what it is now. If you're in the program, if you've been flagged, I think it's 24/7, 12 months a year, random testing. But the rules may have changed, and so I might be outdated.
But which is why that if, you know, I worry about what kind of player you're going to get when he comes back.
Oh, should be a huge concern. And Maz raises in the first segment, and there's another thing to think about. Practically speaking, after Rodney got popped, Rodney Harrison, never the same guy. I'll tell you again, you win Super Bowl 42, you beat the Giants that day because Rodney gets there and rips that ball from David Tyree if that were 2 years prior. But he was a different guy. He was a different guy by the time he got there.
Sean Merriman.
Disappeared. Ninkovich wasn't quite the same guy, was he, after he came back?
I mean, I think you see it with a lot of guys, and it makes sense, because all of a sudden the testing gets more stringent. You got popped because you went too far, and now all of a sudden you can't do the things you did before because you don't have the little bit of extra juice. So,
Has my guy Ryan Braun ever been the same?
Not really, no. Nope.
It's just sort of, I don't know, again, common sense. So we continue to discuss Julian Edelman facing a 4-game PED ban by the NFL back after this.
You're listening to Felger and Mass on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Oh, I like this.
This is Felger and Mass.
Part of me wants to do it just to feel what that feels like.
98.5, the Sports Hub. The
Sports Hub. The
Sports Hub. The
Sports Hub.
Your confidence is built through your preparation, your fundamentals. You know, we've been working really hard at those things. You know, it's one of those things where each step you take, you know, you're prepared for that step. So that's how I feel.
All right, so there's Julian Edelman last Wednesday. He had to have known, right? The thing's been under suspension. So I just wonder how. Because he didn't give anything away. Just I heard more of his cuts back there. It's like, you know that thing's hanging over your head? Don't you carry yourself different? Like, aren't you?
Maybe. I mean, maybe.
I don't know. Like, that's odd. Knowing, he's got to know. And maybe he didn't know then. I don't know. Maybe this has happened the last couple days. Maybe he didn't know last Wednesday. But if he knew, I don't know. I just think that'd be a hard thing to carry on your shoulders, knowing that you're about to go down and be, you know, publicly shamed and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, unless you thought it would never get out, right? Pending appeal?
That you'd win your appeal and it would never get out.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, maybe that's it, too. I don't know. Like, you know, the other thing is he is coming off an injury, right? So there's an element there, too, of, you know, that's when Rodney allegedly got popped, or so he says. He was taking HGH to recover, right?
That's right.
So maybe this is a similar thing here with Edelman. Maybe all of a sudden he changed because he was recovering from an injury and trying to get back on the field.
Well, so here's what's interesting is that I don't believe Rodney ever appealed. I don't think.
No, he admitted it.
So he admitted it, right? So he admitted I was using it to get back from injury and it was a mistake. And so I can't remember if he appealed or not, but something tells me he didn't. I know that he came out in public and said I was coming back from injury.
No, I remember it. He did a teleconference.
Okay, so if Edelman's appealing, he can't come out and say I was doing it to rehab from injury. He's saying he didn't do it by appealing.
Right.
So I think he sort of loses that thing if he wanted it. I think. Back to your calls. Here's Jim in Newburyport. Hi, Jim.
Hey, I'm not expecting to change the conversation, but I want to make this point. For last year, I've been listening to constitutional scholars on sports radio telling you that players have the First Amendment right to take a knee. The Supreme Court says you have a right to privacy. But once you sign on the line in the NFL, your employer can tell you to pee in a cup, they can tell you what socks to wear, and they can tell you what to do once you punch the time clock at Gillette Stadium.
So what are you saying? Oh, that if you can compel a guy to pee in a cup, you can compel him to stand for an anthem.
Your constitutional rights aside, once you're at work, once you sign a contract,
yeah,
your employer can tell you what to do.
Sure, yeah. I think that's the law. I don't know if anyone ever disputes that, or if people don't understand that, but yeah, that's right. The NFL they can control that. Their rule against the anthem that they came out with last month was not unconstitutional, I don't think.
No, I think that's right, because you sign an agreement. There's a bargaining agreement between the union and the owners.
Greg in Dorchester. Yes, Greg.
What's up, buddy? Hey, so listen, what I was just thinking about, right, I'm listening to you guys totally change what I was calling about. All right, Maz, why do you continue to keep on thinking like you're going to get something different from the Patriots? Like for 17 to 18 years, it's the Patriots way. You're not getting anything out of Belichick.
I know.
It to, He does it to piss you guys off.
No, you're right.
He sits there and he walks behind the, as soon as he walks through the doors, he's laughing. He's like, yeah, I know. They're not getting anything out of me. And as far as like Guerrero and all that stuff, like if you think these guys are warriors, like absolutely animals, right? And you think they're not doing something?
Oh,
like,
I think they're all doing something.
You can't, right, exactly. You can't play this game and be like, and bounce back next week like, oh, that, you know, go lift weights and do this.
Oh, what they do is inhuman. Is inhuman. So, yes, they need help and they all get it, I think. My personal opinion is that they're all on at least a little bit of gas. So that, again, that's not the part that surprises me. That's not the part that surprises me. What stuns me is that the league lets you do a little. The league, you know, I think tacitly has an understanding. You can get on a little bit of gas. If it's too much, though, we got to pop you. So that somewhere in between the league letting you do a little and Alex Guerrero being so tightly aligned with these guys and having him so dialed in and what has felt like such a good, complete program, somehow one of his guys slips through the cracks and fails a test. I'm stunned that a Guerrero guy failed a test.
Yeah, see, I'm not. And look, you'd say Guerrero guy because again, you're talking about the fact that you think they're on top of it.
Yes, I think that they like that they're all, whatever they're doing, legal, illegal, anywhere in between, is all mapped out, spelled out. Here's what I'm putting into my body. Here's what I'm putting out of it. Here's what I'm working out. Here's what I'm eating. Here's the supplements I'm taking. When I'm taking them. And Alex says, okay, well, let's adjust this to here and that to there, and it's all sort of there. And that he's been doing it so long with so many guys that he knows that there's no one's going to fail a test.
Sure.
And so I'm stunned that someone did.
Yeah. So all I'm saying is that people screw up. So that's why I'm not surprised. People screw up. And this guy, because again, somewhere along the line, you make the slightest mistake and all of a sudden you get popped. And we've seen enough people get popped to know that people make mistakes. In terms of, and when I say mistakes, I'm not saying judgment decisions. I'm saying that they slip up. They do something they shouldn't have done. And then all of a sudden, here you go, they get popped. And this guy, to me, was a matter of time.
You mean Alex?
Yes.
Tim in Nashua. Go ahead, Tim.
Mike, I got two things that I want you to explain. The first thing, did this happen a long time ago when Belichick actually tried to separate Guerrero away from the team in a positive result? And the second thing, Mike, how is this guy, if he's so sleazy, able to be near a professional football team and have more than one patient treating them? And there's a question mark. The NFL has investigated the Patriots for the past 10 years on deflated balls.
Yeah, but let me tell you something, Tim. Let me tell you something. The league doesn't really want to catch the steroid cheats. That's what you need to know. They're not really interested. They don't want to suspend Edelman. Are you kidding me? They don't want to. The last thing they want is to dig into Alex Guerrero and find 20 dirty clients and have to suspend 20. And now they've got a scandal on their hands and a steroid-ridden league. The last, they want their guys to be healthy and on the field and as big as strong as possible and to pretend like they're policing steroids, but they're really not.
If they were truly strict on it, they wouldn't have a league. They wouldn't have any players.
Well, that's exactly right.
And there's a whole thing. There's a testosterone level as well that you can also look this up. That there we all have. And again, I'm just going to make these numbers up because I can't remember what the exact ratios are. But we all carry testosterone at 2-1 or 3-1. And if you spike on a certain day or your chemistry is a certain way, you might be a little bit higher. So like there's an Olympic level where at the Olympics they allow you 4-1. At the NFL, they allow you like 6-1 or 8-1, something like this, okay? And you can also look this up, and again, my numbers I'm sure are off, but it's something along those lines. So they are allowing, they're giving you leeway.
Absolutely.
All right, because the league knows they're not going to have a league, as Murray said, unless you can use HGH to come back from injury, or use a little this or a little that to help build your muscles and recover. And take that week after week. It's necessary. So the last thing they want is to bust up steroid rings or dirty trainers or create a scandal. They want to get just enough to show that they have an eye on it, and that's it.
Right. I mean, in the case of Balco, that was a federal investigation, right?
Correct.
Yeah. You know, that was not a league looking into it or anything of the like. So they're all in cahoots on some level. They have to be. You look at, I don't know how many times I've said this. In that league, you can't survive without it. You can't play in that league if you're some, you know, 165-pound twixter. You can't do that. What are you, crazy? With the beating those guys take on a weekly basis? You sit there and you watch the game on TV and you think, oh, wow, look at that. Woo, what a play. That guy's got to put himself together on Monday morning and on Tuesday morning. He's got to take everything he can take just to get back on the field. What do you think's going on?
I don't begrudge him one bit. I only asked him to pass their tests. So that's all. That's where Edelman's in. Pass your tests, dude.
Felger and Maz. Felger and Maz.
Oh.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Field Yates and I have been tracking this story for a couple of weeks now. Basically, just to be clear, Patriots wide receiver Julian Edelman is facing a 4-game suspension for performance-enhancing substance. Now, that case is under appeal right now, and we'll see whether or not he can have any of that overturned. And the system's not infallible, and we'll see how it works out over time. But this is yet another interesting twist for the New England Patriots, with their wide receiver now facing a 4-game suspension moving forward. And obviously, he will try to fight this. He will try to have this reduced. The appeal right now is underway as we speak. But again, we talked about being there for OTAs, yeah, and some of these other wide receivers now who could figure even more prominently. Plus, we also have a situation where we've seen this team, the Patriots team last year, started without Tom Brady for 4 games. It's missed Gronk at various points for 4 games. And now we've got a player who's coming off a torn ACL, who turned 32 years old last month, now obviously facing a 4-game suspension.
All right, so Schefter and Yates say they've known for a couple of weeks. Which, I'm sorry, how could anyone be surprised then? If they've known for a couple of weeks, Edelman's known for a couple of weeks, Brady would have had to have known for a couple of weeks.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Like, because in another report, Schefter said that players and coaches were unaware. Which is just, I don't know, if Edelman's known for a couple of weeks, I don't know. I mean, to me, that's even really not that important. I mean, what's the diff? What's the diff? Whether they've known or not. The question is the impact on the team, and are there broader implications of his trainer and the trainer working with other Patriots players, and is this something you need to be concerned about, that a prominent Guerrero guy has now failed a test and is facing a PED suspension? Is that something the team should be concerned about? How does that play into the whole Palace coup d'etat? Because now, as we talked about, Belichick has wanted Guerrero out of there. Now, Belichick, I mean, I don't know if Belichick has put his feet up somewhere and said, oh, now you want him on the plane? You want me to bring this guy on the plane? Like, so can that be used in some, as a cudgel internally somehow? I mean,
sure.
There's ammo there if Bill wants it.
Yeah, I think the power shifts a little bit back to Bill here in this dynamic now. Now, because you know that he doesn't like the guy. He obviously didn't want him around. So now, if he doesn't trust him, he has ammo. He says to Tom, like you just said, you want him around? You want him on the plane and travel with this team? No!
Gasper wrote this whole column today. We're going to talk a lot about it before this news broke, about how Bill should give in and let Guerrero back on the sideline, or, you know, let Brady have his training room again right next to the locker room and get the rub down, not up in the suite, but next to the locker room, and Bill should give in on Guerrero. That was the point of the whole column.
I loved it.
No shot.
Now?
No shot.
Makes it a lot harder.
No shot. I thought there was no shot before. I mean, what, Bill all of a sudden's going to change his mind and say, yeah, come on in and undermine my medical staff again? No way. Like, I felt like Bill was never going to give on that. But now I almost want to look at Brady and say, focus on the contract. Focus on the contract. Forget about the trainer.
Okay, here's Bob and Easton. Bob, I'm just going to direct you to give us your take, and then we're not going to do any back and forths or quizzes. Just tell us what you think.
First off, are you kidding me? Belichick wins today. As a matter of fact, Brady's not going to say anything. It's a win-win for Belichick other than losing Edelman. Why do you think Brady's actually been kind of nice? Because he knows Belichick's got it. So, Felger, can I ask you a personal question?
I said no Q&As, but go ahead.
No, because I...
Go! Go!
You're gonna rag on Brady for getting with his family late... How many years? 18 years, okay? 18 years... You've been doing this for how long? I don't know, 20, 25, covering sports?
Yes, almost 30,
you
yes.
You just signed a new contract. We don't think, and you've diminished or decreased your job or your appearances on NBC Sports. Why? Because you wanted to be with your family, right, Felga?
Yes.
Right? So you're going to sit there, you and Maz, who, by the way, left the Herald and the Globe, to be with your family, and you're gonna chastise this guy?
Yeah, but
you're
Bob,
crush him?
Bob, I left that job. I'm no longer employed as I once was. I'm not drawing the same salary. I don't have
but
the
you're
same.
Still on the same channel?
No, but
NBC Sports.
No, but Tom's drawing the same salary. He's in the same position and is working less. I'm not. I left. I mean, you know, I don't draw the same salary.
Felga, you're still on NBC Sports.
I'm not employed by them anymore.
So you're gone.
I'm not employed by them anymore. I'm a freelancer.
Oh, so why? Because you want to be with your family more.
Yes, but I didn't draw the same salary and commit to the same responsibilities, Bob. It was all agreed upon beforehand. Horrible.
He's not getting it.
Horrible example by you. Horrible. Atrocious. It'd be one thing if I was drawing the same salary and had the same exact role and position and then dialed all that stuff back. That's what Brady's doing.
Exactly. Yeah, look, I get out of the newspaper business is what I did. You know, so I chose a different line of work when I came to 98.5.
I don't know why Bob's going back there.
Because he's just trying to say that Brady, as his life has advanced, is trying to make family decisions. But I'm just saying that Brady's had family decisions to make every year. Not just this year. He's had them every year. He had kids last year. He had a wife last year. And the year before. And the year before that.
And he made every single practice for four straight years.
Only this season did he alter the routine. Only this season. Why? And if you think it's because of family, fine. Go ahead, Bob. Believe that. That's okay. I'm not telling you what to believe. I'm just telling you I don't believe that. I don't think that's what it is.
So they have another passing camp next week that is back to being voluntary. Let's see if Tom changes his mind and sticks around. He said earlier today, he implied that he's not going to be there next week, or he left it open like he wouldn't answer the question, which I read as him not going to be there next week, not planning to. You're going to have a new slot guy. You're working in all these new receivers. You won't have your most important guy for the first month of the season. Stick around and work with these guys. Stick around and work and spend a week with Jordan Matthews. Like, I'd like to see that. And you can still go home to Brookline and spend time with the family afterwards.
I'd be surprised if he does.
Here's David in Middleton. Go ahead, David.
I'll be short and sweet. First of all, your call screener sounds very happy. Second of all, conspiracy theory. They'll put the drugs inside his drink to get Guerrero out for good.
He roofied him.
He slipped him a Mickey.
He Mickey'd him.
Yeah, I'm still waiting for that call from Carlton from Norwell. But
this is, look, this is Jim Murray's. He's on your side of the street a little bit.
A little bit, yeah. Look, we think that everything's not copacetic between the two parties, Brady and Belichick, right? The Palace Q, it's real.
To this level?
Well, as I've said, I believe, not that I have anything backing up, my belief is that Belichick is powerless to punish Tom Brady and Rob Gronkowski. So what's the next best thing that he can do? Well, he can say to the powers that be, you want to look into this guy.
Drop a dime?
Drop a dime. Test Julian Edelman. Another guy, much like Malcolm Butler, that Belichick, I would think, he looks at and said, I made you. You were a seventh-round draft pick. You were a bum quarterback, and I turn you into the second coming of Wes Welker. And this offense didn't miss a beat because of what I helped turn you into. Yes, it was part of your work ethic, but who found the diamond in the rough? Me. And now you're going to side with Brady?
Well, let me
and
give you more.
Alex Guerrero?
Let me give you more.
This is sinister.
Let me help you out. Let me first say for the record, I don't agree with you. I don't think Bill dropped a dime. I don't think he roofied him.
Do you love it, though?
Let me give you more ammo. You
That's
know,
a yes.
You know I love it. Of course I love it. But let me give you more ammo. And as a caller said, just start with Bill wants Guerrero out. So now a prominent Guerrero guy is potentially dirty. That's big ammo for Bill. Also, Edelman is one of these guys that posted taunting social media stuff in the offseason.
There's another
He's getting rubbed down by Alex Guerrero and says to the camera that pliability is more important than ability. Directly tweaking Bill Belichick's slogan to the players that dependability is more important than ability. So Edelman directly challenges him and sort of mocks one of his slogans while getting rubbed down by Alex Guerrero, who Bill hates. Then, when Tom Brady blows off the offseason stuff, he does show up and practice in the bubble with who?
Brady.
Edelman.
Oh, I
Brady
thought
shows
you
up and practices
yeah.
with Edelman.
Yeah.
And so if Brady's sort of pulling an end around on the team, who's complicit with it?
Julian Edelman.
And then the next thing you know, Edelman fails a PED test. You want to build a conspiracy theory, Murray. There's some more ammo for you.
Yeah.
I'm not buying it. I'm not.
You want to though?
I'm not. Look, I think the friction between the coach and the quarterback is real. That thing is real. I just have a hard time believing that Belichick would throw Edelman his whoopee. It's one of his whoopees. That's a seventh round pick that he turned into an all pro player. I have a hard time believing he'd throw Edelman under the bus over this.
And I think ultimately you don't need a dime dropped to look at Guerrero's guys and say maybe we should take a look at those guys. I mean, that's,
well, those guys keep passing the test.
It's pretty much common sense.
Bill knows what they're taking or what they're using as a masking agent and tells those that test for this. This is how you want to test them. This is what you want to look for, and you'll get them.
That is dark. Long commercial-free segment is next.
You're listening to Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
At the end of your ride home, you'll be all caught up.
You get suspended again, you're going to miss playoff time, or you're going to miss time in the playoffs.
Or questioning your judgment.
Sorry I brought it up.
Felger and Mass, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Just TV-12-ing. Just TV-12-ing right now. Liability. Is ability. That's Mr. Miyagi right there.
We like to say dependability is more important than ability.
That was one of those tweets from the offseason that was almost challenging to Belichick. TB12-ing, there's Mr. Miyagi. Pliability is more important than ability. When Bill's slogan is durability is more important than ability. So, then Brady shows up. Blows off the team stuff, but works out on his own in the bubble. Who joins him? Edelman. Next week, Edelman gets popped for PEDs. That's Murray's case right there. Not mine, but I built it for him. Your thoughts?
You're going to bill him separately?
Not on that, but on Edelman missing the first month, what that means for the team in that first month, what it means broadly. You concerned about Alex Guerrero? I think you've got to look at the trainers in this situation. And there it is. There's the story. Tony in Stoughton. Hi, Tony.
How you doing, guys?
Good. What do you got?
I got to ask you something. How many, roughly, would you say there's been 20 or 30 players in sports that have been suspended for using drugs?
Sure, let's go with that.
Okay, let's go with that. Why aren't the trainers on those teams being yelled at like you're yelling at Guerrero?
I think I would if I knew who they were.
You don't know who, like, you maybe don't know who the trainers are, but why aren't the owners of the clubs look at those trainers like you want them to look at Guerrero? How can you blame Guerrero for this?
Because I thought Guerrero was in charge of their entire regimen.
Yes, but he's in charge of the entire regimen, but he's not in charge of what they do when they're not practicing or whatever in their own personal life.
That wasn't my understanding.
Why he was practicing?
No, my understanding is that he is in charge of the entire nutritional, supplemental, and chemical regimen.
And then that means that none of these people cheat. Like all the other people that got caught over the years have cheated, obviously. They weren't given the drugs by who was training them, no more than Guerrero gave them to him, or Guerrero even knew about them.
Who knows? I never said directly Guerrero gave it to him. I'm just telling you that it was my understanding that Guerrero is in charge of their entire regimen. So even if Guerrero's not giving it to him or doesn't know about it, I still thought that the whole point here is to... Well, several things. To be in the best shape possible, to have it all nailed down, all mapped out, pass all your tests. So Guerrero should know everything that you're taking. Let me know everything that you're taking, Julian, so we don't have something that shows up as a banned substance. Because some of these things are gray areas. There are some, you can get some goofy positive tests off drinking cough medicine, or we've all heard these horror stories, or asthma medicine. So tell me everything that you're taking, and I can make sure that you're going to pass all your tests, and so just tell me what you're taking, when you're taking it. So even if Guerrero doesn't know or is not giving it to him, that's what I thought. So that Guerrero, if it makes you feel better, is a level of protection. He's not giving him drugs. He's keeping him off of him or protecting him or making sure that they pass their tests. I just thought it would be all dialed in. I thought Guerrero and his team and the guys that he worked with had it all dialed in, figure it out to the T. These guys aren't going to fail any tests. We know they're not going to fail any tests. And I am stunned one of his guys failed a test.
I mean, to me, if a guy gets nailed, how do you not look at the trainer? I'm just not as surprised as you are, because inevitably somebody does something stupid. They do something they're not supposed to do with regard to the program, or they misread something, or they get sloppy or whatever, because when you do it long enough, eventually you'll slip up. But that aside, I don't know definitively that it was Guerrero. My gut tells me it was. Just for the sake of discussion, what if the Patriots trainer screwed up?
That's a much, much bigger story.
So no, but I'm saying, in other words, like, we are sitting here saying Bill now has leverage over Guerrero and Brady, right? That Bill can look at it and say, you think I'm going to let this guy back in the locker room now? What if it's the opposite? What if somehow the Patriots made a mistake, or their trainers made a mistake, or whoever was overseeing Edelman's rehab made some sort of mistake?
So answer your own question. I don't quite get what you're driving at.
And Brady and Guerrero are looking at the Patriots saying, you still want your guys to oversee this?
Okay, but my assumption was that Edelman was with Guerrero, not with the team.
Well, he does certainly outside the facility. What about when he's in the facility?
Okay, so?
I mean, my point is he's got to be getting care by both on some level. There's no way that he's not getting any care from the Patriots training staff,
right? Rehabbing from an injury, yeah, probably so.
So I'm just wondering. I'm just raising the possibility of the other side of it.
Here's Ernie and Revere. Hi, Ernie.
Hey, Murph. You better make up with Belichick because he might turn your wind for not separating your trash. But here's the deal. I think Brady and Gronk knew enough not to go to OTAs. The only knucklehead who went to OTAs got caught for PEDs. Mm. Maybe that's why he didn't show up for the voluntary OTAs, because they were told not to.
So I don't know if it works that way, but again, it used to be, I thought, that they tested you when you showed up for your team's off-season program. So maybe they've changed that, or maybe it's a hard date of like April 1. They've changed the rules when I used to cover the league. But can you avoid the test by just...
I apologize if you already said this and it's a producer not listening, yeah. But... If you pop up on the drug thing, don't they go to your house?
No.
Or if you're in Mexico, they go to Mexico and they bring you the cup?
So I did say this before.
Okay.
If you're already in the program, it's random 12 months a year, and it's they can show up on the beach in Mexico as you're sunbathing with your girlfriend. Yep, that's right. If you're in the program. If you're not, you're tested for street drugs once a year. So anyone who's not in the program who fails that street drug test, you've really got to look at as being a world-class moron. Because you know the date on your calendar for 12 months. You either have to lay off the weed for a month or drink the tea the night before or whatever it takes. Like, that's the easiest drug test to pass in the world.
Didn't Welker get popped for that?
It might have been. Maybe he did.
Go ahead, anyway.
So anyway, but the PED stuff, I thought they would stop testing you for PEDs after your season ended and not until you showed up for your off-season program. Does that mean if you don't show up for your off-season program, you don't get tested? Like, I don't think it's that easy. Maybe it's just the generic date of OTAs can begin on this date, and that's when you're subject to be tested. That's the way it has to be. You can't avoid a test like that by just not showing up to practice.
That's a good theory.
There's no way. I mean, it's...
Maybe he got flagged once, and it was a warning.
I thought the caller was going to say that Brady and Gronk told Edelman not to go because Bill was going to slip a Mickey.
let's try and not get too silly. Because, if you're just getting in your car... Breaking news today in Gillette. It is a whopper. Julian Edelman facing a four-game suspension. Four-game suspension for one of the most famous and recognizable players on the team for PEDs. And the Pats have had a couple of these over the years. Rob Ninkovich a couple of years ago. Rodney Harrison now going on 10 years ago-ish. So these have happened in the past. They've had them. Wouldn't you say this is the biggest?
Oh, yeah. Rodney was big, too.
Is this bigger than Rodney?
Given what's going on now, yes.
I think this is bigger than Rodney.
I mean, Rodney was a big deal. I remember that. And that was at a time where everybody was still sensitive to sort of, you know, steroid use. And all of a sudden it was happening everywhere but here. And that was the first big one here. But given everything else that's going on, Edelman. I mean, the tension points between Brady and Belichick and the organization over Guerrero and now this. Oh, this is bigger.
Stay tuned for more Felger and Mass on 98.5, The Sports Hub.